Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning. You have given us in our lives that we can come in your presence once again and worship you and hear from your word and sing praises to you and hear wonderful words of testimonies of what you have done in our lives. We thank you for this day. Lord, we pray that you speak to us, each one of us this afternoon. Bless us together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. For a few minutes, I want to continue on what Pastor Matthew Varghese has already started. I am not somebody who speaks on any particular occasion. And today happens to be a Mother's Day, and I was not planning to speak a message on Mother's Day, or more particularly to mothers. But last week, something very important happened in this country. I don't know how many of you were watching the news when President Obama gave an interview to ABC and declared that he tried to redefine marriage in his own terms. And as every child of God, every Christian, we know that God is the one who instituted marriage. And that is between a man and a woman. There is no ifs or buts on this. And on this, God really started talking to me in my heart and said, this is wrong. This is entirely wrong how people are trying to define marriage. Marriage is not from the earth, it is from heaven. God instituted marriage in the Garden of Eden. God is the one who brought Eve to Adam and presented her to him to be his wife. And it is in the Garden of Eden that God started this whole thing. And in that phase, today we are celebrating Mother's Day. And for a moment when I thought about it, the way that marriage is defined between two men or two women, who is going to be the father and who is going to be the mother? Who is going to define who is going to be the father and who is going to be the mother if there is a marriage between two men or two women? The world is going on a downward path, and Christians should understand our role in the society and our role in the family. God has a role that He has for us to play within our family. I am talking to the fathers and I am talking to the mothers. This morning my message is for the mothers. If you can hear the word of God, try to understand what God wants to talk to you. You know, when we know that Adam named all the animals, it is written in Genesis chapter 2, he named all the animals. He was a prophet because he named each animal by name. But then when the woman came to him, Adam is the one who gave the name of Eve to his wife. That was the time when they did not have any children. Because we know that in chapter 3, Genesis, and verse number 20, Adam called his wife Eve, which means she is the mother of all living. Sagala jeevikkunna madhav, she is the mother of all living. That is the name called Eve that Adam by prophecy gave to his wife to fulfill her role as a mother. Praise the Lord. This morning, my own mother is sitting here. Mrs. Mummy is sitting here. We have our parents sitting here. And I want to say some specific things by the word of God, that God as a mother, God has certain responsibilities that you have to fulfill in your life. We have already heard from the word of God about two women, two mothers, Jochebed and Hannah, who fulfilled their roles and they raised up great men of God, Moses and Samuel. One became the leader of the children of Israel, the other became the prophet of the children of Israel. They did it because of the mothers, and what the mothers did is not mentioned, but the product was very good because Moses and Samuel were both good people used in the hand of God. This morning, let me tell you, many times we tend to blame our children because of their friends, because of the school, because of the church, because of the teachers, because Praise the Lord. Can you turn your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, the last chapter, 31? And this is a very familiar passage to all of us. We speak about the role of a virtuous woman. We all know that passage. But I want to just concentrate on one verse in that chapter 28, which is verse number chapter 31, which is verse number 28. Chapter 31 and verse number 28, it says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. This is a woman described by Proverbs as a virtuous woman. She is a virtuous wife. If we go into the details, there are seven qualities in this woman. And as we read from verse number 11 onwards, there are seven qualities that we see in this virtuous woman. She is trustworthy. She is industrious. She is a visionary. She is a benevolent woman. She gives money to the poor. She is a firm woman. She does whatever she is planning to do. She is a wise woman. And above all, she is a God-fearing woman. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But as she fulfills the role of a wife, the woman also raises her children within the household, and her children calls her blessed. She is a blessed woman because not only she fulfills the role as a wife and as a homemaker, but also in raising up her children, so her children call her blessed. One previous chapter, Proverbs 30, Nupadamta Adhyayam, verse number 11, if you look here, we read that this is a generation that curses the father and do not bless their mother. We are in a generation where there is no respect for parents. There is no respect for parents. They curse their father, they do not bless their mother. Hallelujah. These are the days that we are living in. But our children should one day bless the Lord. For as a mother, whatever you could be able to do for the glory of God. I want to give two quick examples. I'm not going to delay. I will be very quick. I want to give you an example from the Old Testament about a mother who was a wicked lady. She was evil. And I want to give you an example from the New Testament about another woman who was blessed by God. Can you turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles and chapter 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 22 and verses 2 onwards. I have never heard a preaching about this woman, so this will be the first, I believe, in this church. I have never heard a preaching on this lady. It says in verse number 2 that Ahaziah, who became the king of Judah, he was 42 years old when he became the king. He reigned for 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, and she was the granddaughter of Omri. And now it says, he walked in the ways of the house of Ahab for his mother. Now, I want you to pay attention to this verse. For his mother advised him to do wickedness. Therefore, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. A 42-year-old man who became the king of Israel, his mother advised him to do wickedness. And he obeyed her. And he did evil in the sight of God. You know, there is a history behind this lady called Athaliah. Her mother's name was Jezebel, whom Ahab, the king of Israel, had married. And she was the daughter of the king of Sidon. And that you can see in 1 Kings chapter 16 and verse 29 onwards. Ahab went and married a heathen woman by the name of Jezebel. They had a daughter whose name was Athaliah. Athaliah married a person by the name of Jehoram. We see in 2 Chronicles chapter 21 and verses 5 and 6. Jehoram, by the influence of Athaliah, brought idol worship and did wickedness in the land. And he had a very bad ending. He died a miserable death. But then Athaliah also influenced her son to be a wicked person. And he did all the practices of the house of Ahab in worshipping Baal and bowing before idols and walking away from the commandments of God. And this person, Ahaziah, had a bad ending. He was pulled out. He was killed by Jehu. And finally we see the end of this woman called Athaliah in the next chapter, in 2 Chronicles chapter 23. We see that she was killed through the command of the priest called Jehoiada. And she was taken away from the kingdom. I am telling the role of a mother. This woman was raised by a wicked mother called Jezebel. And she raised a wicked son who did wickedly. It was a cycle of wickedness. That one wickedness went into the other wickedness. Let me quickly take you to the New Testament example. We all know that Mary was the mother of Jesus. Last week I was able to think more in the lines of the woman called Mary. She was a virgin, a young girl. When the angel of the Lord came to her, we see that in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, if you have your Bibles with me, turn to verse number 28. When the angel addresses Mary, she says, "You are favored of the Lord and you are blessed by God. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." She was blessed by the angel because she found favor in the sight of God. When she went to meet Elizabeth in chapter 1 and verse number 42, Elizabeth also repeats the same blessing in verse number 42. Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." She was recognized as a blessed woman by Elizabeth out there. And then in verse number 45, we see that she was blessed because she believed the word of God. One of the things, let me tell you to all the mothers, is that when the word of God speaks to you, you should believe by faith. Vishwasathil vishwasikanam devathinte vaagdatham varumbol. Number one, believe the word of God by faith. Mary believed. When the angel said, she believed and she became a blessed woman here. It says in verse number 45, "Blessed is she who believed." She believed and she became a blessed woman. And she became blessed because, number two, she submitted to God's word. In chapter 1, Luke chapter 1 and verse number 38, it says, Mary, even though she was a virgin, even though she did not know what is happening, but she submitted herself to the word of God. And she said, "I am here. Do unto me whatever you would like to do." And she submitted to the God's will. And then what happened? You know, she started seeing about Jesus. When you come to chapter number 2, in Luke chapter 2, and she saw all the things that were happening at the birth. In verse number 19, it says that Mary pondered over all these things. She saw the shepherds coming from one side. They are saying that the angels appeared in the sky. She saw the wise men coming from the other side. They are giving her the gifts to the child. And what did Mary do? She pondered everything. She kept in her heart. She thought about it. And she kept all these things within herself. Let me tell you a little bit of Mary's life that normally it's not revealed in the Bible. Do you know that Mary, after Jesus was born, she had 4 more sons and at least 2 more daughters. This was a big family in Mary's life.
And Mary was not rich. Her family was not rich, because we know that when she went to give the purification to the temple, she did not bring a lamb. She brought two young pigeons or two turtle doves, which was meant for the poor people. Mary was poor. She was not rich. She had little money. But then she raised up Jesus. You know, in Luke chapter 2, towards the end of it, we see the life of Jesus, how he grew up. He increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. You know, Mary had a big role, because she was the mother in the home, taking care of Jesus as he was growing up. The Bible historians say that Joseph died when Jesus was either in his teen years or when he was in his 20s. Joseph passed away. The father of Jesus passed away. He was not there. So Mary was alone as a single woman, raising all her children along with Jesus. But do you know one thing? She recognized that Jesus truly was the Messiah. She knew in her heart. And that is why when we come to the place in Cana, in Galilee, in John chapter 2, there was a shortage of wine, and Mary tells to the servants, Mary tande balikarodu parane, whatever he tells, you do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mary knew who Jesus was. In her heart, Mary had a good understanding about who Jesus was, even though he was her son, but truly he was the Son of God. And Mary knew that very clearly. And she was instrumental in going after the ministry of Jesus. Do you know that? She used to go where Jesus used to preach. And there was a time in their life, in Matthew chapter 12, we know that Mary and her other sons or the brothers of Jesus came to see Jesus. You can check that out. Matthew, Matthai Suvisesham, Adinte Pandrandam Adhyayam, Matthew chapter 12. And verses 46 onwards. You know, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the brothers of Jesus, they wanted to meet Jesus. Because Jesus was so much out of home, she wanted to come and meet with Jesus. But you know, publicly Jesus, you know, said a statement that would have wounded any heart. What did Jesus say there? Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? In front of the whole public, you know, like a public insult, Jesus gave her. But there was a deeper meaning of what Jesus was trying to convey. And Mary understood this. She did not feel offended. You know, sometimes when your children do something or they say something, don't feel offended. They are still your children. You need to cover them with the arms of love. And she did not feel offended. And I will tell you why. Because she had complete faith. She had complete faith in Jesus. She followed up Jesus' ministry. Even after the time when Jesus was dead and buried, it is believed that Mary was one of the women who went early on the resurrection Sunday morning to check on the womb, on the tomb, and see where Jesus was. She was following closely with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know that Mary was there when Jesus rose to the heavens? Turn to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And we will see that when the whole crowd was there and they saw Jesus going up to the sky, Mary was one of the crowd. And even his brothers were also there. When you turn to Acts chapter 1, and Jesus told them that you should wait in Jerusalem for the command of the promise of the Father. You know, Mary was one of them. His own mother and his own brothers were there. If you look to verse number 14, Acts chapter 1 verse 14, it says, they all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman, and Mary, it is specifically mentioned her name, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They were among the 120 people who were waiting for the promise of the Father. On the day of Pentecost, when God sent his Holy Spirit, Mary also got filled with the Holy Spirit. She was filled with the Holy Spirit one time before the birth of Jesus, but then here again she was filled again with the Holy Spirit along with the brothers of Jesus. You know, Mary had a role, and she was a blessed woman because she did not give way to anything, anything that was told to her. She would go and she would care about her children. We already heard from the word of God, the servant of God told, we need to have faith. Faith in God, faith in the word of God, and faith in our children as we are raising them up. And I want to tell all the mothers, we need to also sit in prayer before God. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And go forward as we are raising our children in this world. A mother has a key role to play. Many of this day and age, the mother is absent in raising up the children. And when the child goes to a certain age, the child doesn't care about the parents, and the mother comes and says, hey, why is he not listening to me? Where are my children? They have gone. They have gone. The time is gone. Because God gives parents a window of time. And please listen to me very carefully. The first years in the life of a child are very important. It is not when a child is in the college going years. When the children are very small. Even from the womb. You know, you are nurturing your child from your womb. You are delivering the child. You are raising the child. The child is looking at you. You are the model. The life model for the child. I don't know how many mothers realize it, but they influence their children more than anyone else. Not the fathers, not the school, not the Sunday school, not the church. It is the mothers who are primary in carving up the children. And you know, it is your faith. Let me close up with the word that Pastor brought about. Let's turn to one verse in 2 Timothy. You know that Timothy was a son of a Greek father and a Jewish mother. But when Paul wrote to Timothy in the second epistle of Timothy and chapter 1, Paul is here mentioning about two women. One, the grandmother of Timothy, and number two, the mother of Timothy. He mentions their names. And what does he mention about as he speaks? The genuine faith. The genuine faith that was first in your grandmother Lois and then in your mother Eunice. The faith in the greatness of God. Do you know the grandmother gave to the mother? The mother gave to Timothy. And Timothy grew up as a man of faith who became the pastor of the church of Ephesus. And about Timothy, if you want to read about him, in Acts chapter 16 and verse 1 and 2, it says that all the brothers had a very high regard for Timothy because he was a man of faith. He was a man of integrity. And do you know how he got that faith? It was through the faith of his mother and the faith of his grandmother. Mother Teresa has, let me close with this. Mother Teresa has once made a statement like this. If you cannot do great things, do small things but with great love. Amen. Hallelujah. If you cannot do great things, do small things but with great love. God is gifting us. We already heard. The children are a gift from the Lord. God gives to us as a gift. It is upon the mothers and the fathers to raise up the children in godly ways. I want to especially speak about the things that we speak. You know, the children are watching. Every time the mother opens her mouth and speaks, the children are all hearing. Do you speak good things about other people? Do you encourage people? Do you pray for people? Do you take time off your busy schedule to sit in prayer? Do you read the Bible? Are you an example to your child? Because your child is growing up seeing you as an example at home. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know it is a hard thing to do, to speak on a Mother's Day, but I just wanted to reflect on what the mother is supposed to be doing according to the Word of God. If you are a woman who knows that God has given you a gift as a child, and if God has given you with a responsibility, don't leave that portion to the fathers. Fathers have got their own. the mothers are primarily to raise up the children. Can we close our eyes? Can we just close our eyes to the Lord this afternoon? I want us to just think for a moment about the great responsibility that God has given us. Many young people are shaped for great things because of what their mothers have done for them. Many times our children fail, our children go because we don't have time for them. We need to carve out our time and give to the children. Hallelujah. We need to pray for our children daily. We need to take God's word and feed them with the word of God. We need to have a time with our family. In the family altar, we need to sit before our children and introduce it to God, that when they rise up, hallelujah, God can use them greatly. Hallelujah. If you are able to be a blessing, hallelujah, one day the children will call you blessed. And one day your husband will praise you at the gates. And that is how we started about the virtuous woman. I want to pray for every mother at this moment. I pray that God will give you the wisdom. And God will give you an understanding about the roles that you have in your life. We already heard about Jochebed. We already heard about Hannah. We already heard about Athaliah. And we have heard about Mary. Four women. Think about them. Each one raised children. They all went differently. Hallelujah. Mary had a role also in raising up the Son of God. And one day she will be rewarded for it because she was a blessed woman. Hallelujah. Let us pray, Lord, make me and use me. Use me to raise up my children in godly ways. And I want to pray for each of you. There are others who are not yet mothers, but God will bless you. Let us pray, hallelujah, for a moment for every sister, every girl, hallelujah, who is going to be one day taking the responsibility. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this Mother's Day. And thank you that we could reflect upon the role of a mother. Lord, we thank you for the great examples that you have for us in your word and even this morning. I want to pray for every mother sitting here. Lord, I pray for divine wisdom. I pray for your divine anointing upon their lives as they raise up the children. Lord, give them wisdom and understanding. Lord, give them the great anointing. Lord, and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, that they will be able to understand the gift that you have given, and that they may be able to train up the child in the way that the child should go. We want to thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.